What Really Matters by Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mark 12, verses 30 and 31.
Adoption is all-consuming. We spend much of our time chasing paperwork, fundraising, hoping and thinking and planning and dreaming. In the midst of the process, consider the two commandments that Jesus said were the most important. Love God and love others. Of course, we think we love God and others when we are in the adoption process. We wouldn't be adopting in the first place if we didn't love others, and God so much as want to walk out James 1:27. Who would dare question our motives? But do you love others enough to resist getting frustrated with the mailman when he continually fails to deliver the papers you are waiting for? Do you become extremely impatient with all the red tape and hoops you have to jump through and take it out on your adoption consultant? Do you love others enough to not belittle and disrespect the authorities from your child's country, from where you are adopting? Do you love the birth mother enough to shower her with love, affirmation, and encouragement, even if she changes her mind? Do you love God enough to say, "Not my will, but yours, O God," when the adoption fails or the bureaucratic red tape keeps you from getting your child for months or even years? Christ had no agenda. He only did what the Father asked him and when. He didn't become anxious or impatient. Though he lived here, dwelling in human flesh, tempted and tested as humans are, he did not sin. We too should keep our agendas simple, to love the Lord and to love others. We can so easily become entangled with good causes and actions, believing that because they are good and just things, that God will certainly see that all goes our way. But God isn't about causes or programs. He's about an intimate relationship with his children. He's a relational God. Christ was continually reaching out, even to those who society would consider a menace, a problem, a frustration in their everyday life. Along the adoption journey, as we are faced with so many uncertainties, keep in mind that loving others doesn't just mean loving the orphan. Be purposeful in your relationships along the way, building bridges to people's hearts and giving them an accurate picture of Christ.